梅雨三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出梅雨三级跳节目实务单元的初级课程。 Doug 和 Liz 正开车要去超市买菜，可是 Doug 忽然觉得饿了，想顺道先去快餐店买个汉堡吃。
Winnie, do you ever get hungry when you go shopping?
当然有啊，所以啊，每次去超市前我都先要吃得饱饱的，要不然到了超市里我就会看见什么买什么。
Hey Liz, I'm really hungry. Let's stop and eat something.
Alright, where do you want to eat?
There's a McDonald's nearby.
Fast food is so unhealthy, but if you're really hungry, we can go through the drive-thru.
No, let's go inside. I don't want to spill my drink in the car.
So Winnie, did you hear where Doug wants to eat?
他想去 McDonald's, 就是麦当劳。不过啊，他说 drive-through 就是中文里说的得来速，也就是不用下车的点餐服务窗口吧。
Exactly. Well, why doesn't Doug want to use the drive-through?
因为他不想在车上吃东西，怕饮料会洒在车上。我也觉得边吃东西边开车啊，是很危险的。
That's true. I guess there are two ways eating fast food can kill you.
说得对，吃太多快餐垃圾食品会把身体搞垮，如果边开车边吃，还可能让你出车祸呢。
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Yes, I'd like two hamburgers, a large Coke, and large fries.
Do you want anything, ma'am?
No thanks. I'm on a diet.
For here or to go?
For here.
All right, that'll be $11.50.
Liz 说 she is on a diet, 正在节食，所以不吃这些高热量的快餐。Doug 真应该向 Liz 学学呢。
Yes, fast food has a lot of fat in it. But Winnie, does Doug want the food for here or to go?
Doug 说 for here, 也就是在餐厅里吃。如果说的是 to go, 那就是啊，打包带走的意思。
Yes, when you take food home from a restaurant, you can also say the food is for takeout. Now, Doug and Liz are eating their food. Let's listen.
Do you want to eat my tomato? I don't like them. The only topping I like is ketchup.
Sure, I love tomatoes. They're a healthy food.
That's true. Are you sure you don't want anything?
Well, I know the French fries are very unhealthy, but they look so good.
Come on, Liz, try one. It won't kill you.
Well, all right, I'll have just one.
Great, I'm going to get a refill of soda.
看来 Liz 的决心动摇了，虽然她一直在说快餐多没营养，可是啊，一看到 Doug 的薯条，也忍不住要吃上一根呢。
That's right. And did you hear what topping Doug likes and which one he doesn't like?
Doug 说，在汉堡的所有佐料里啊，他只喜欢 ketchup, 番茄酱，还说他不爱吃番茄。真奇怪，番茄酱不就是番茄做的吗？
That's right. What does Doug say he is going to do at the end?
他说啊，他要去refill 他的饮料。 Professor, refill, R-E-F-I-L-L. Refill 就是续杯的意思吧。
Correct. When you go to a restaurant, you can ask the waiter, do you have free refills?
这些碳酸饮料中的热量已经很高了，还要续杯啊？我看还是算了吧。
Now let's see what Doug says when he returns to the table.
Liz, where are all my fries? Did you eat them all?
I'm sorry, Doug. They were just so good. Once I started eating them, I couldn't stop.
Don't worry, Liz. If I'm going to get really fat, you should get really fat, too. We'll look really cute together.
Wow, that's a really scary thought. I need to exercise right now.
Liz 趁 Doug 不在，居然把他的薯条都吃了。不过啊，他显然不想和 Doug 一起变成胖子，所以说啊，要马上去健身。不过首先希望他们在超市能买些健康食品。
We'll listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy.
Welcome to New Dynamic English.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听新动态英语。
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is Review, Part 6.
新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程。通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天我们继续复习新动态英语教学课程。今天的重点是通过采访我们这个节目的 Max Wilson 老师，复习我们过去学习的一些表达方式，例如怎样介绍自己和家庭情况、工作经历、每天的作息时间、业余爱好等等。
Hi, Kathy, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Glad to hear it. Today we have a very special guest.
A special guest? Who is it?
It's you.
Me? You're joking.
No, I'm not. Today you are our guest, and I'm going to ask you questions about your life.
Well, okay. Let's do it.
Here we go.
You're joking.
意思是你在开玩笑吧。
Interview.
访谈时间。今天我们采访的嘉宾是我们的老师 Max Wilson. Max 同我们谈他的生活经历和家庭。我们先来学习几个词句。
A computer programmer.
电脑程序设计员。
Let's begin with some basic information.
我们先介绍一些基本情况。下面请听访谈。
Our guest today is Max. Okay, let's begin with some basic information. We all know your first name, Max. What's your last name? What's your family name?
Wilson. My full name is Max Wilson.
Where were you born, Max?
I was born in Portland, Portland, Oregon.
Did you grow up in Portland?
Yes, I did.
Where did you go to school?
I went to high school in Portland, and then I went to college in San Francisco.
Do your parents still live in Portland?
Yes, they do, but they are thinking about moving. They don't like the weather in Portland.
It rains a lot in Portland, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. My parents want to move somewhere warm and sunny.
You live in Washington, D.C. now, don't you?
Yes, I do. I moved here with my family from San Francisco. I moved here last year.
Tell us about your family, Max.
Well, my wife's name is Karen, and our son's name is John.
How old is John?
He's 8 years old.
And what does your wife do? What does Karen do?
She's a computer programmer. She works for a small computer company in Maryland.
Does she like her job?
Yes, she likes it very much.
Okay, let's take a short break, and then we'll ask Max some more questions. This is New Dynamic English.
First name 就是一个人的名字，也可以说是 given name. Last name 或者 family name 是一个人的姓。介绍自己的姓名或全名要这样说。
My full name is Max Wilson.
这一节是 Max 介绍他的基本情况，包括他在哪里出生、上学、他的家庭成员等等。我们再听一遍这段对话。
Okay, let's begin with some basic information. We all know your first name, Max. What's your last name? What's your family name?
Wilson. My full name is Max Wilson.
Where were you born, Max?
I was born in Portland, Portland, Oregon.
Did you grow up in Portland?
Yes, I did.
Where did you go to school?
I went to high school in Portland, and then I went to college in San Francisco.
Do your parents still live in Portland?
Yes, they do, but they are thinking about moving. They don't like the weather in Portland.
It rains a lot in Portland, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. My parents want to move somewhere warm and sunny.
You live in Washington, D.C. now, don't you?
Yes, I do. I moved here with my family from San Francisco. I moved here last year.
Tell us about your family, Max.
Well, my wife's name is Karen, and our son's name is John.
How old is John?
He's 8 years old.
And what does your wife do? What does Karen do?
She's a computer programmer. She works for a small computer company in Maryland.
Does she like her job?
Yes, she likes it very much.
Okay, let's take a short break, and then we'll ask Max some more questions.
Listen and repeat.
听说练习，接下来请大家跟着老师说。
Max was born in Portland, Oregon. He grew up in Portland. He went to college in San Francisco. Last year, Max moved to Washington, D.C. His son John is 8 years old. His wife Karen is a computer programmer. She works for a small computer company. Interview.
这一节我们继续采访 Max 老师，他介绍了他每天的作息情况。我们先来学习两个句子。
Karen is out of town, so I had to drive John to school.
Karen 到外地去了，我得开车送 John 上学。
John was already awake.
John 已经醒了。
We're back with our special guest, Max Wilson. Max, let's talk a bit about your daily schedule. How does your day usually begin?
Let's see. I usually get up around 6:30 or so. I eat breakfast and read the paper. And I help John get ready for school.
Do you drive John to school?
Not usually. Usually Karen drives John to school and I pick him up in the afternoon. But today...
What happened today?
Well, Karen is out of town, so I had to drive John to school. I got up earlier than usual, at 6:15. John was already awake. While John was getting dressed, I took a shower and I had a cup of coffee.
Did you eat breakfast?
Yes, I did. John and I ate breakfast together.
Our guest is Max Wilson. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Max 说
I got up earlier than usual, at 6:15.
我起得比平时早,6:15就起来了。我们再听听 Max 平时的作息时间是怎么安排的。
Max, let's talk a bit about your daily schedule. How does your day usually begin?
Let's see. I usually get up around 6:30 or so. I eat breakfast and read the paper.And I help John get ready for school.
Do you drive John to school?
Not usually. Usually Karen drives John to school, and I pick him up in the afternoon. But today...
What happened today?
Well, Karen is out of town, so I had to drive John to school. I got up earlier than usual, at 6:15. John was already awake. While John was getting dressed, I took a shower and I had a cup of coffee.
Did you eat breakfast?
Yes, I did.John and I ate breakfast together.
Listen and repeat.
接下来请大家跟着老师说。
What time does Max usually get up? He usually gets up around 6:30. What time did he get up this morning? He got up at 6:15.Does he usually eat breakfast? Yes, he does. He usually eats breakfast and reads the paper. Did he eat breakfast this morning? Yes, he did. He and John had breakfast together. Who usually drives John to school? Karen usually drives John to school. Who drove John to school this morning? Max did. He drove John to school because Karen is out of town. Interview.
这一节我们继续采访 Max 老师，他介绍了他的工作经历。我们先学习几个句子。
What were you doing in San Francisco before you moved to Washington?
你在搬到华盛顿之前在旧金山做什么？
I enjoyed talking to customers.
我喜欢和顾客谈话。
I liked that job a lot, and I was pretty good at it.
我很喜欢那项工作，而且也做得很好。
We're back with our guest, Max Wilson. Let's talk a little about your work history. What were you doing in San Francisco before you moved to Washington?
I was working for a radio station.
And before that? Before that, what did you do?
I was a businessman. I worked for a computer company in San Jose, south of San Francisco. That's where I met my wife, Karen.
How did you like your work?
Well, I liked some parts of it. I enjoyed talking to customers.And the salary was very good.
What didn't you like about the job?
I had to make a lot of business trips, so I was away from home quite a bit. I missed my wife and family. I decided to look for a different job, a job where I didn't have to travel.
What kind of job did you look for?
Well, when I was in college, I worked at the college radio station. I liked that job a lot, and I was pretty good at it.So I applied for a job at a radio station in San Francisco, and I got the job.
Our guest is Max Wilson. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
我们再听听 Max 在进入广播界之前做过什么，他后来为什么改行。
Let's talk a little about your work history.What were you doing in San Francisco before you moved to Washington?
I was working for a radio station.
And before that? Before that, what did you do?
I was a businessman. I worked for a computer company in San Jose, south of San Francisco. That's where I met my wife, Karen.
How did you like your work?
Well, I liked some parts of it. I enjoyed talking to customers, and the salary was very good.
What didn't you like about the job?
I had to make a lot of business trips, so I was away from home quite a bit. I missed my wife and family. I decided to look for a different job, a job where I didn't have to travel.
What kind of job did you look for?
Well, when I was in college, I worked at the college radio station. I liked that job a lot, and I was pretty good at it. So I applied for a job at a radio station in San Francisco, and I got the job.
注意对话中有一句。
So I applied for a job at a radio station in San Francisco.
所以我向旧金山一家广播电台申请了工作。Apply for 是申请什么的意思。
Listen and repeat.
接下来请大家跟着老师说。
What were you doing? What were you doing in San Francisco?What were you doing in San Francisco before you moved to Washington?
I was working. I was working for a radio station. I was working for a radio station in San Francisco.
Interview.
这一节我们结束对 Max 老师的采访。Max 谈到英语和国际商贸两者的关系。我们先来学习两个句子。
Did you go to foreign countries, or did you mostly stay in the U.S.?
你到外国去过吗？还是大部分时间在美国？
I hope that our radio show, New Dynamic English, will help people to improve their English language skills.
我希望我们的新动态英语广播节目能够帮助提高听众的英语水平。
We're talking with our special guest, Max Wilson. Max, you traveled a lot when you were a businessman.
Yes.
Did you go to foreign countries, or did you mostly stay in the U.S.?
Most of my travel was within the United States, but I sometimes went to foreign countries.
Do you speak another language? Another language besides English?
Well, I speak a little French. I studied French in high school and college. But when I travel, I speak English most of the time. Today, English is the most important language for international business. If you want to work in international business, you need to study English.
That's certainly true. I hope that our radio show, New Dynamic English, will help people to improve their English language skills.
I hope so, too.
Thank you for talking with us today, Max.
Thank you, Kathy. I really enjoyed it.
Now let's take a short break. This is New Dynamic English.
在这段对话中 ，Max 和 Kathy 讲述了学习英语的重要性，特别是对于从事国际商务的人来说。希望我们的新动态英语有助于提高您的英语水平。我们再听一遍这段对话。
Max, you traveled a lot when you were a businessman.
Yes.
Did you go to foreign countries, or did you mostly stay in the U.S.?
Most of my travel was within the United States, but I sometimes went to foreign countries.
Do you speak another language? Another language besides English?
Well, I speak a little French. I studied French in high school and college. But when I travel, I speak English most of the time. Today, English is the most important language for international business. If you want to work in international business, you need to study English.
That's certainly true. I hope that our radio show, New Dynamic English, will help people to improve their English language skills.
I hope so, too.
Listen and answer.
问答练习。
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
下面我们来问一个问题，请大家在铃响以后回答。
What languages does Max speak? He speaks English and a little French. What language do you need to study if you want to work in international business?You need to study English. A question for you.
现在我们要向大家提个问题，请你在铃响以后回答。
Do you like to study English? Interesting.
今天我们这一课有一位特别采访嘉宾，他就是我们的老师 Max Wilson。 下面我们复习采访的主要绘画内容。
Our guest today is Max. Okay, let's begin with some basic information. We all know your first name, Max. What's your last name? What's your family name?
Wilson. My full name is Max Wilson.
Where were you born, Max?
I was born in Portland, Oregon.
Did you grow up in Portland?
Yes, I did.
Where did you go to school?
I went to high school in Portland, and then I went to college in San Francisco.
Do your parents still live in Portland?
Yes, they do, but they are thinking about moving. They don't like the weather in Portland.
It rains a lot in Portland, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. My parents want to move somewhere warm and sunny.
You live in Washington, D.C. now, don't you?
Yes, I do. I moved here with my family from San Francisco. I moved here last year.
Tell us about your family, Max.
Well, my wife's name is Karen, and our son's name is John.
How old is John?
He's 8 years old.
And what does your wife do? What does Karen do?
She's a computer programmer. She works for a small computer company in Maryland.
Does she like her job?
Yes, she likes it very much.
Max, let's talk a bit about your daily schedule. How does your day usually begin?
Let's see. I usually get up around 6:30 or so. I eat breakfast and read the paper. And I help John get ready for school.
Do you drive John to school?
Not usually. Usually Karen drives John to school and I pick him up in the afternoon. But today...
What happened today?
Well, Karen is out of town, so I had to drive John to school. I got up earlier than usual, at 6:15. John was already awake. While John was getting dressed, I took a shower and I had a cup of coffee.
Did you eat breakfast?
Yes, I did. John and I ate breakfast together.
Let's talk a little about your work history. What were you doing in San Francisco before you moved to Washington?
I was working for a radio station.
And before that? Before that, what did you do?
I was a businessman. I worked for a computer company in San Jose, south of San Francisco. That's where I met my wife, Karen.
How did you like your work?
Well, I liked some parts of it. I enjoyed talking to customers, and the salary was very good.
What didn't you like about the job?
I had to make a lot of business trips, so I was away from home quite a bit. I missed my wife and family. I decided to look for a different job, a job where I didn't have to travel.
What kind of job did you look for?
Well, when I was in college, I worked at the college radio station. I liked that job a lot, and I was pretty good at it. So I applied for a job at a radio station in San Francisco, and I got the job.
Max, you traveled a lot when you were a businessman.
Yes.
Did you go to foreign countries, or did you mostly stay in the U.S.?
Most of my travel was within the United States, but I sometimes went to foreign countries.
Do you speak another language? Another language besides English?
Well, I speak a little French. I studied French in high school and college. But when I travel, I speak English most of the time. Today, English is the most important language for international business. If you want to work in international business, you need to study English.
That's certainly true. I hope that our radio show, New Dynamic English, will help people to improve their English language skills.
I hope so, too.
Thank you for talking with us today, Max.
Thank you, Kathy. I really enjoyed it.
Now let's take a short break. This is New Dynamic English.
在结束今天这课之前，我们还要播送 Kathy 和 Max 还有他们的同事们在播音室里的一段对话，让大家从中了解美国的日常生活和日常用语。今天的话题是Larry 邀请朋友聚会。 Larry 的儿子下星期要带着全家从达拉斯到华盛顿来。 Larry 准备趁此机会邀请一些朋友到家里聚会，包括他的几位同事。 Max、 Kathy、 Elizabeth 都愉快地接受了邀请。我们先熟悉几个句子。
Are you free on Sunday?
你星期天有空吗？你星期天有时间吗？
And we're going to have some people over to our house next Sunday.
下星期天我们准备邀请一些朋友到家里聚会。
And we're off the air. Max, Kathy, you know, my son and his family are coming to visit next week. And we're going to have some people over to our house next Sunday. Are you free on Sunday? Would you like to come?
Oh, I'd love to, Larry. It would be great to meet your son. He lives in Dallas, doesn't he?
How about you, Max? Can you make it?
I'm not sure. I'd love to come, but John has a big soccer game, and you know...
Well, maybe you can come after the game. We'd love to see you and Karen, and my grandchildren are about John's age. I'm sure he'd have fun.
Okay, we'll definitely try to come. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, Elizabeth, can you and Boris come to our house this Sunday? We're going to have a small party. My son and his family are visiting.
Sunday afternoon? Oh, that would be great. What time?
Oh, any time, between 2 and 5. It's very informal.
Wonderful. We'll be looking forward to it.
这一课新动态英语就播讲到这里。谢谢各位收听。我们下次再见。
Well, our time is up. Thank you for listening to New Dynamic English. This is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For further study, a new Dynamic English study kit is available from your local bookstore.
For 了帮助学习，新动态英语备有课本和录音带，整套学习辅导材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。
观众朋友们好，欢迎收看美国之音的时事大家谈，我是许波。中国长江出现全流域洪灾，各主要的支流水域呢几乎全面告急，半个中国泡在水里，洪水滔天，民生涂炭，耗资巨大的三峡水坝的安全和功能呢再次处于舆论的风口浪尖之上。中国官媒开足马力，组织专家论证三峡大坝的移位、渗流和变形都在正常范围之内，三峡大坝已经在蓄洪防洪方面发挥了巨大的调节作用，但不能包打天下。然而官方对大坝安全的含糊说辞以及长江中下游连年洪灾呢，让民间充满疑虑。为什么可抵御万年一遇洪水的三峡工程并不能有效防止长江水患？三峡大坝究竟是固若金汤还是危在旦夕？耗费巨资兴建的世界第一大坝到底值不值呢？今天我们讨论的话题是中国南方洪水滔滔，三峡大坝再受质疑。参加我们讨论的两位专家，一位是德国环境问题学者王维洛博士。王博士您好。
世博你好，李伟东你好，观众大家好。
另外一位呢是中国战略杂志战略研究杂志社社长李伟东先生。李先生您好。
王老师好，许波好，观众朋友们好。
媒体形容说呢，说半个中国现在是泡在水里，以此来描绘今年这个中国南方的这个水灾呢好像并不过分。我请教德国的王维洛博士啊，您呢是国土规划和环境问题的这个专家，那么您认为这个中国今年水患的主要原因是什么呢？对比您所在的这个德国，您觉得中国的水灾洪灾啊是不是多了一点呢？
首先要明确一个概念，就是说今年的这个暴雨这个降雨是比较多了一点，但它还不是几十年来最严重的水灾。那么中央气象局的那个首席，这个他们叫首席什么主任嘛，主任他说的今年的这个暴雨量，在这个长江主要暴雨主要区域的暴雨量呢是600毫米，1998年呢是700毫米，而2016年呢是580毫米，所以呢它更接近2016年，介于2016年和1998年之间，它并不是最厉害的。根据清华大学水利系的周建军教授呢，他的意见也是，就是说像长江三峡大坝处这个最高洪峰61000立方米每秒，这属于一般的稍微偏高一点的洪水流量。1981年在这个地区的流量是81000立方米每秒，2012年是71000立方米每秒，所以呢今年的这个61000立方米每秒它也属于一个正常的一个范围之内，所以呢它并不是太大的。那么我们大家都知道李白有一句诗叫做黄河之水天上来，那么天上下雨了，下面就有就可能产生洪水，对不对？自从建了黄河三门峡大坝以后呢，当时的这个文化部部长贺敬之呢就写了一首诗，他说责令李白改诗句黄河之水手中来，他的意思呢就是今后的黄河的水呢都是通过人为控制的这个水库的闸门过来的。中国现在有世界上一半的水库大坝是在中国，而这一半的水库大坝中的一半呢又在长江流域，可以说长江流域有5万多座 水库和大坝，四分之一的水库大坝在长江流域。我们也可以说这些洪水都是通过水库大坝的闸门，通过人为的控制而产生的，可以说是江河洪水手中来。
嗯，
主持人，
好的。那么现在看起来人定胜天这个概念还是有争议的。那么今年呢，这个长江水灾号称是全流域水灾，我们看到的是真正大河有水小河满，几乎所有的支流都泛滥成灾。我来请教新泽西州的李伟东先生，我们都远离故土，也不太了解当地的情况，我们能了解到的情况都是在这个媒体啊报道，各个媒体报道当中看到的。那您怎么看今年中国南方的这个洪灾？您所居住的这个美国有没有这么多的水灾？
首先美国没有这么多，我上一次印象里边是新奥尔良，这个那已经过去好多年了，我忘记是哪一年了，反正也很严重，那是由飓风带来的。当然突然而至的这个洪水，应对能力，对政府对民间都是一个考验。中国呢，因为有这个98包括2016这样多年的这种洪水的经验，今年的这个防范的应对能力，反正它是开足马力了，好多地方都上到了一级警戒。到目前为止，从这个下暴雨以来，先是从长江上游的重庆的綦江县，现在是綦江区了，然后是宜昌，然后是下游两个江州镇都被淹掉了，然后淮河呢，昨天王家坝水库泄洪，淹了外面的一个围，就是泄洪区。但是那个围里边一般都有通常会有2-3万人口。这个大城市呢现在还基本上安然无恙，像重庆啊武汉啊这样的地方。刚才王老师说的对，这个今年的这个总降雨量呢大概略低于，到目前为止啊，略低于1998。但是数据上我看到也有最高描述说已经降了750毫米，这个跟王老师这个数据有点不同，我尊重王老师这个意见，我再去查。总之呢，我先给大家一个大概念，搞清楚这个洪水规模到底有多大。
嗯，
现在长江上呢5.2万座这个长江流域，5.2万座水库，总的这个蓄水能力呢，水库的蓄水能力是3600亿立方米，长江三峡是393，丹江口是339。393这个概念呢相当于鄱阳湖和这个洞庭湖两个湖加起来略少一点，就是长江三峡能够留住的洪水啊。那么下了多少雨呢？刚才说一共有3600亿立米的这种水库容量，下这个雨啊，总体上应该说差不多得有3000亿，就从天而降，这我没有精确计算啊，就是各个库容一般来说是保留一半的。那么就是说呢，有1500亿或者2000亿的容量可以容纳天上降雨。如果天上就降这么多雨的话，就都流到水库里了，然后慢慢的往外泄。那么一次性降雨，各地方暴雨，好多地方393的、200的，就是瞬间暴雨，这个出现这么多，那这所有的水库，就像你说，大河有水，小河满啊，所有的湖泊也都满了。这种情况下呢，所以长江水利委员会包括这个房组，采取了长江流域101座水库联动的方式，就是丢卒保车，压着大城市不让水进去。比方说武汉，这个最高峰的时候98年是29.3几米，它现在的大坝呢已经上升到32米左右了，城区是24米，就是说大坝的高度比城区的一般高度高了8米多。当然这个情况在全中国很多城市都这样，开封这个黄河的河底很多年以前就高于开封的铁塔了，就靠大坝围着。那么这种情况下丢卒保车呢，就是让所有的河流湖泊全都灌满，然后呢又不突破它这个警戒线，唯一突破的地方到昨天为止看到的就是淮河的王家坝水库，就是目前它还扛得住。那么现在呢是要通过半个月左右的时间，把现在降下来这比方3000多亿立米的水慢慢的缓慢的顶托着让它流入东海，然后把所有的库容腾空，因为8月5号左右还有一轮，因为七上八上嘛，所以这个整个抗洪局势是非常的危急的，但是呢还没有到应对不了的程度， 后面关于三峡大坝的事情我们再说，谢谢。
好的，那么现在看起来呢，这个抗洪的任务在中国是的确是很严峻的。那么说到洪灾呢，人们立刻就会想到三峡大坝。1990年代兴建的这个三峡大坝呢，据说能抵御万年不遇的洪水。那么经过现在连年的洪水之后，官方呢仍然坚持说三峡大坝的防洪能力完全达到设计要求。即便是今年这样大的洪水，官媒提醒人们，没有三峡大坝，抗洪的形势可能会更严峻，这个洪患可能会更严重。那么来请教王博士，您如何评价三峡大坝的这个防洪和这个抗洪的这样一个能力呢？
那个我们看它的这个防洪能力的这个描述，我主要就看一个文件，就是1992年3月21日周家华副总理在全国人大代表会上做国务院的新建三峡工程的这个议案解说，向人大代表那些完全不懂的这些人大代表解说的。他说什么就是官方的正式的文件，其他的他们是怎么说我就先不管他了。那么他是说，就是说我们长江是一个多灾多难的河流，从汉朝以来到现在啊，每十年有一次洪水，特别是1860年、1870年的两次大洪水，这个洪水流量达到11万立方米每秒。那么现在的这个能力，就京江的能力，它是能排8万立方米，要包括这个京江的分蓄洪工程，还剩下3万立方米每秒没地方去，所以呢必须建三峡工程。这是他的论证，他的必要性。他说三峡工程的防洪效益是将京江河段的防洪能力从十年一遇提高到百年一遇。他是这么说的，将京江河段的防洪能力从十年一遇提高到百年一遇。那么就在他讲话之前的1991年的12月，那个张光斗就在人民日报上写了一篇文章，说京江防洪的能力加上他的金江的防洪能力是20年一遇，加上那个分蓄洪工程，它能防40年一遇的洪水。我们先不管它。那么1998年长江洪水以后呢，朱镕基总理听取了这个三峡工程反对派的这个陆庆凯先生的建议，就是说要重视长江干堤的这个防洪作用。所以呢那个朱镕基总理呢投资了300亿，他用借国债的办法投资了300亿，就是加固了京江干堤。京江干堤呢现在能防47米，就是47米，比最高洪水呢再高2米。同样的武汉的这个江堤呢也加高了2米，它是同样的。同样的一个工程。那么京江堤防现在光靠他自己就能防百年一遇的洪水，所以他这个两个工程的能力是重复的。他是把京江工程的能防百年一遇的能力提高到能防百年一遇，所以他是基本上是没有功能的。那么这个我们前面讲的周建军教授他说的，因为你遇到的这个洪水不是太大，因为泥沙组啊，周建军的指导老师，他的博士指导老师是林炳南教授，林炳南教授是工程论证的泥沙组的组长，他就建议在遇到20年一遇的洪水以下的比他小的洪水是不建议动用三峡工程来拦蓄洪水的，因为你在拦蓄洪水的时候 你把泥沙都拦蓄在这个水库里面了。所以周建军教授就说三峡工程根本就不应该拦那个这个洪水的，他就应该让洪水这么穿肠过的，就让它过去。他现在处于一个很难的一个位置，就是上面重庆的水位也相当高，那么下面武汉的水位也相当高，你到底是拦蓄多少？你拦多了对重庆很不利，你拦少了对武汉很不利。
是的，
所以它是一个很难的一个处境，很难发挥作用，
进退两难的这样一个处境。那么三峡大坝的这个防洪能力，就像刚才王博士讲的那样，一直呢就是一个充满争议的一个问题。中国著名水利专家黄万里先生生前不遗余力地反对修建三峡大坝，许多人呢也质疑这个大坝的防洪能力。那么我们当然啊，我们只能啊从局外人的观点来看，就是说一个明显的事实呢是什么呢？那就是2003年大坝建成之后，长江流域的这个水患似乎并没有减少，因此这才引起许多民众的质疑。那么三峡，有人说三峡大坝还甚至加剧了这个长江水患。请教李先生，您怎么看这个问题？
这个问题很专业，刚才这个王老师说到的，我做一点补充，我只是这方面的票友啊，说的不专业的部分请王老师批评。三峡大坝我本来也是反对派，就是我是反对建的，反对是基于他建了这个大坝以后，在那儿一个重力坝，跟下边的花岗岩石也没有连接，这个长久的这种以往的这种微小的位移是肯定会存在的，然后呢，这个上游这个截流的水包括垃圾，抬高水位以后，到它最高高程175，从来没有达到过，试验性的达到过两次。到160左右的时候，三斗坪两侧的这个山体滑坡呀，这样带来的重力影响非常严重。另外，整个库区蓄这么多水，刚才说了393亿立米，这是指164米，水位以下的情况下，这么大的库容，对整个四川盆地的这个东南外延造成了极大的挤压，对地质环境会造成很大的破坏，对重庆宜昌的气候也造成很大的影响。另外，这个下泄洪水的过程当中，会导致两岸下游两岸的深切，然后也导致这个整个地质情况不稳。这是当时我反对的时候，我大概积累了这么多理由，我也跟很多人讨论过。现在看这些问题都在，但是呢，三峡大坝已建，建大坝是这个张光斗、刚才钱正英他们这些人，这个整个当时到水利电力部现在分成两个部。这个他们就是一个有几十万人、上百万人团队的一个自己的利益集团，他不停的在全国的大的河流上建坝，现在跑到国外去建，因为这些人要找饭吃，然后要为目的也是为了发电，发电也是为了挣钱，这些事儿呢，建了三峡大坝当然都解决了。问题是你只要建一个大坝，就得在上面再建一座或者更多座的梯级电站，就是叫做反调节水坝。你像建了三门峡，现在就得建小浪底，不然的话冲沙的问题很难解决。这个问题很复杂，我就不在这儿多说了。那么你看他们在这个金沙江上游开始建二滩电站，这个又在弄这个事儿。有了葛洲坝之后建三峡，建了三峡之后建二滩，这种事儿就没完没了的这样弄下去，把整个中国刚才说5万多座长江流域都建了。这些东西其实是没有必要建的，但是现在已经建了这个东西以后，它对长江防洪的这个调蓄能力还是存在的，不能说它一点用也没有。比如说这次全流域降水，然后上游也降水，那么这个淮河也好，汉江也好，下边的这个几大湖都满了。长江呢暂时流蓄一下，它通常情况下25000立米每秒的这个时候，是它43台机组全部开足马力的时候正常泄流。那么它如果堵住一部分，对下游呢就有可能减缓一部分。虽然京江堤坝已经提高了，但是呢，这个现在它联动，就对下游，比方说就减轻压力。如果下游好了之后呢，它再放出去，再腾出库容，迎接8月5号以后的这部分作用是存在的。你不能说它连拦蓄洪水的功能也没有。另外，全流域降雨降到下游，你不能说上游我没拦住，这个跟它也没多大关系。就是说它拦蓄洪水的功能和发电的功能都存在，但是长期风险非常高。刚才说自然环境的破坏、地质环境的破坏等等。
嗯， 好的，那么刚才讨论的是蓄洪防洪能力，那么现在我们来看看安全问题。这可能是一个引发三峡大坝自身这个安全问题呢，可能是一个更大的争议问题。目前我们看到这个大坝蓄水的这个水位已经达到了令人这个胆战心惊的这样一个高位了。那么中国官媒呢也承认，大坝出现了人们担心的位移、渗流，还有呢是变形这样一些问题。但是官媒告诉人们，这个问题都在可控制的范围之内。我来请教王博士，您如何评估这个三峡大坝的这个安全问题？
那个我们讨论安全问题，我们可以分五个层次来讨论。第一个是，其实也是讨论了最多的是在战争这个风险下的这个三峡大坝的安全，这也是一个很现实的一个问题。就是说，如果你要武统台湾的话，对不对？你要武统台湾的话，那么你就要想，你台湾是不是会反击？我到台湾去的时候，台湾人送了我两本这个台湾的做的对三峡工程的评估，他们的最后的结论是乐见其成。我说乐见其成，他里面一点没有讲这个三峡工程的这个军事安全问题。而那个杨浪先生呢，就谈了最多的是军事冲突下的这个三峡工程的这个威胁问题，因为它已经成为了敌方定点威胁的一个，就是一个最重要的一个手段了。那么当时三峡工程上的时候，他是提出了这么一个假设，说现代战争是有预兆的，有14天预兆，两个星期的预兆，后来缩短了，说10天的预兆，后来又说7天的预兆。他反正怎么说，就是现在的打仗就和当初张飞去挑战马超的时候一样，现在下面骂7天，骂完了以后我再和你打。他说是有预兆的。所以呢，我呢三峡大坝呢，水库呢可以把水全放完了，我没水了，你来炸我也没事情。那么现在他当时的那个想法是邓小平的这一套，我不去打别人，别人打我的话，我还的是极限战争。现在他想的是，我要武统台湾的话，我24小时到总统府去喝咖啡，你也不能叫个七天时间让台湾人知道了，你也24小时也打不了了。所以他就反过来，他说如果三峡大坝受到攻击的话，中国将会以放弃不首先使用核武器的承诺，这是最大的风险，这是军事风险。第二个风险就是那个恐怖分子的风险，这是李克强颁布的三峡工大坝安全条例，他派了4600个解放军在那里守三峡大坝，不让放无人机，也不让放风筝，也不让放孔明灯，谁都不许接近。他也不知道，就是说有人说三峡大坝是原子弹也炸不了的，他不知道怕什么。这4600个解放军，你不知道他守什么，他到底怕什么，对不对？这是第二个。第三个是自然灾害下的这个溃坝的风险，包括地震，包括堰塞湖，泥石流形成的堰塞湖在突然溃坝，包括暴雨、地震，所有的同时发生的这个风险，在自然情况下的这个风险，这是当时的这个生态环境组的顾问侯学玉教授他坚决不签字的他的一个主要理由，就是风险太高。这是第三个。第四个理由是它的这个建设工程质量所造成的。第五个是在联合调度中的出错。对，刚才李先生就提到了，今年是101个水库大坝工程同时联合调度的。联合调度的好处是1+1=2，联合调度的坏处是 1+1=2。
嗯，
我现在已经能找到三个错误，它是联合调度错的所导致。比如说像那个鄱阳湖的溃堤，就是由于联合调度出错。
好的，
导致的。
好的，那么刚才呢，这个王博士呢给我们列举了五个方面的风险，我们就谈谈，集中谈谈现在的这个中国官媒也承认的这样一个风险，那就是这个目前呢三峡大坝出现了位移、渗流和变形这样的一个现象。这个呢，这个中国官媒一再强调说这是在可控范围之内，但这毕竟是多年来中国官媒罕见的承认这些问题。李先生，您怎么看这个问题？
我没有看到更确切的报道，因为说变形这件事儿，好像很多专家出来否认。你说中国官媒承认，就算是他承认吧，承认这个位移，比方说现在持续了运行了10年左右的时间，还不到，比方说有这个几十毫米的，或者好像看到一个资料说20几毫米的这种位移，对这样一个大坝来说呢，就像这个。比方说这个摩天大楼在风阻系数下的那种自然抖动，如果有这种情况的话，目前问题不大。刚才王老师提到的若干风险当中的战争风险，我尤其因为这个大坝底下的这个厚度是100多米的这种特别实的这种钢筋混凝土，它是用可以遭遇氢弹袭击来这个抵御的。这个问题呢，如果说由于中国武统台湾，台湾当然没有攻击能力了，美国用核武器来打，这个的可能性也不大。我想这个美国首先动用核武器的可能性也不大。所以这个大坝被炸毁的可能性是微乎其微的，就是哪怕有战争也是微乎其微的。另外大坝的整个蓄水呢，全部排空大概需要7天。就是加上各流域联动，这个全部蓄满到160多米的时候啊，这个需要7天可以排空，这个也是可以提前预防的。我并不担心的是这个事儿，担心它的风险还是有对长期地震和气候造成的影响。因为这个我说这整个三峡库区一蓄水之后，不知道有多少吨万亿吨的水存在那儿，对整个四川这个盆地的东南边沿造成了重大的挤压，对那里的地质环境也造成了某种压迫性的破坏。这种情况下，造成大地震的这种风险是很高的。这个所以真正的风险就在这儿。联合调度也好，或者那都是技术性的一些短期出错是可能的。战争风险我也不担心。担心的唯一是它对自然环境造成的破坏的长期风险。
好的，那么李先生主要担心呢对自然环境的破坏，但是现在外界舆论我看到的，大家都在说这个中国官媒虽然啊，他这一次承认了出现位移啊、出现渗流啊、出现变形，但是他含糊其辞，没有提供具体的数据，这一点王博士您怎么看？
我们其实我在去年的时候谈到这个变形的时候，我上来的第一句话就是说，我不用看我就知道它变形。三峡工程是封闭的空间，里面只有新华社记者能进驻的。但是第一个爆出来的是南方都市报的记者赵世龙，他们暴露的这个问题是因为是新老班子交界的时候。交接班的时候，新班子不愿意为老班子的建设质量。
王博士，实在对不起，今天我们时间已经到了啊，这个问题很复杂，我们以后呢找个时间，我们请两位专家畅所欲言，把这个问题讲清楚。好的，感谢各位收看美国之音的时事大家谈，我是许波，我们下次节目再会。